This is a UFO, unidentified flying object, popularly called a flying saucer.
I saw two red lights, and I saw what looked to be shaped like a pie.
With the area of uncertainty that we have here, how do I know but what maybe there's a current, an electrical charge which is being radiated by one of these vehicles which would electrocute you?
What do you think it was?
Well, if they call it a flying saucer, that's what it is.
Now, who really do we think we are? We're a fifth-rate, miserable, measly little system out on the edge of the Milky Way, fooling around the universe with 4,000 or 5,000 years of so-called civilization behind us. We think we are the cat's whiskers, and we are not. We're a potty, second-rate lot.
It has reached to the point where many people in the Air Force have the same conclusion. In fact, the Air Force at one time had a top-secret estimate that these things were interplanetary spaceships. So you will see that this, instead of being a subject for ridicule and a big joke, actually...
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do.
Okay, well, so let's start while we've got a good connection.
Yeah. Yes. Before it gets bad. Before the end of the world, we should probably start. Well, thanks for joining me. Katie's back. So,
oh, hey. Katie.
Yeah, this is the third time Katie's recorded with me. And so so far she's hitting her mark. She said she would be on 50% plus. And so now, so far, that's
We're
true.
In the plus zone, baby.
Yeah, you're wow. Basically a co-host at this point. So
I don't know. I am very flaky. I wake up very late. So don't give me titles.
I texted you last night and this morning, and then you didn't get back to me until like right before. So it's going well.
You know how I be. It's whatever. Hey, I'm here.
And then other than our pseudo co-host, we also have the manager of podcasting, Sean, with us.
Hey, Sean. Hello.
So there's a few subjects I want to sort of like hop around, let our ADHD take us where it will. But of course, we're talking about the apocalypse. It's always about the end of the world and how fun that is. So I always want to get a take at first. Sean, how do you feel about the apocalypse? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's coming? What kind of apocalypse do you expect? Or are you like, no, we're fine. We're never going to see one.
Just no, I believe we are on the verge of complete societal collapse.
Sick.
Like probably within the next 15 to 20 years, unless we take some truly drastic measures. I mean, I think the ecological threat is like the biggest, like scariest one, you know, like I truly, truly like don't see a way out of the global warming situation, at least not at the rate we're going. Right. Mm-hmm. So like from a realistic perspective, I feel like that's probably the thing that's going to do the most damage the quickest. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like after the last year that we've seen and I mean, really the last 4 years, I think that like there's a societal divide, at least in this country, certainly, mm-hmm. That also speaks to like impending potential doom.
Yeah.
And the inability to like be able to solve it in any sort of meaningful way, because at the end of the day, pettiness and bickering.
But there's just like the whole world is like being pushed to different, they're like little pockets of extreme in all these different directions. It's like eventually, because there's the climate apocalypse that might just happen if we keep going. There's the nuclear apocalypse if we get too pissed at each other. And then there's and then there's ones that are like, you know, there's like there's catastrophes that might happen from things that we never predicted, like this morning, which is what I want to gear us towards, is like the alien apocalypse. Like there could be something completely foreign to our minds that just wipes us all out, you know?
Okay. Yes. But here's the thing.
Out there.
But here's the thing with that. If we're going to talk about aliens, it's like,
I don't necessarily.
I believe, look, let's establish a couple things, right? First of all, there's no mathematical way that we are the only intelligent life in the vastness of all of the universe, right?
Who really do we think we are? We're a fifth-rate, miserable, measly little systems. We think we are the cat's whiskers, and we are not.
The hubris of us to believe, like, well, we're the only ones. That seems insane to me, right? But,
right.
But at the same time, I don't believe that in an alien apocalypse. I think if there's an alien apocalypse, it's because we done it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone is looking to come to our planet and murder us or like take
really?
It over.
I don't think they want our resources because we fucked them so bad. Okay. I have a well, this isn't a theory, but I thought it would be a very excellent fucking movie.
Off, girl.
Okay,
go
thank you. I've been watching a lot of X-Files
right
recently.
In.
So basically, I think, okay, an excellent, because, okay. So,
collect yourself.
Oh God, I'm so excited. Okay, so I'm also a huge believer in like those Aztec ruins that have like the pictures of Aztecs like riding what looks like rocket ships and the concept that like the pyramids are too like mathematically sound with specific types of like calendar events and stuff where it's like, I don't know if people were that developed yet or if they knew enough about like the dynamics and the measurements of Earth to be able to accomplish that. So my theory, if not just like movie concept, is this. We used to have a coexisting relationship with aliens who came either for friendship or for resource swapping, whatever. Okay, I don't know.
What did they swap with us?
I don't know. Stuff. What do they need? I don't know.
What did
How
we
do they
get?
Run their
I'm
stuff?
Just curious. Like, what
know?
Did we swap? But whatever. I'm nitpicking. Go on.
Listen, I haven't looked at all of the temple ruins. I've only seen the ones that are on Ancient Aliens.
Maybe
so,
it was like a sexual relationship. Maybe we were like swapping. Like we
maybe
like,
that's
we'll
where the probing
salt.
Began.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a swap. I think if there's any reality to some of that Ancient Alien stuff, either it's the same type of thinking that we have now. Like, there's no reason to believe that, like, we're the only smart ones in all of history who could think about space and that there's other life. Like, so it could just be as simple as, like, yeah, they were imagining fucking aliens the same way we imagine aliens. There's just as much reason to believe that, like, even more ancient societies had this, you know, you look up at the sky and you see stars and you're like, well, what the fuck is all of that?
Yeah.
And so, of
course,
multiple
societies came up with dragons, like theoretically multiple
this
societies.
This is true.
Right.
Yeah.
The other connection that is possible, in my opinion, rather than swapping resources, is that, like, it's possible that, like, whatever intelligence is out there has already seeded itself throughout the galaxy, and that explains our existence at all.
They were the big boom. Maybe.
I mean,
or at least
were
the biological boom.
The biological boom. Yes, exactly. Think of it less like aliens, like, going like, oh, we're going to spread our seed. And think of it more like the biological function of, like, bees or pollen.
Yes.
You know, like who's to say that, like, that, like, basically think about, like, the way nature is scripted, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that that doesn't play out on a larger scale in the whole universe, you know? So, like,
right.
Pollination, like, the concept of, like, pollinating something that's ready
to be
pollinated.
I've read about scientists think maybe the original proteins that could, like, duplicate RNA, they came from asteroids, like ice asteroids and things, but maybe it didn't develop here, it developed somewhere else. So
exactly.
Even at a basic level, like, that could be true, even if it's not, like, intelligently done. It could just be sort of something that happens out in space and we haven't, like, found it yet. But
totally.
Right.
And maybe that, like, maybe they had a greater knowledge of that connection and they were just kind of writing about that. And it wasn't even like, oh, there's aliens. It was just like, yeah, this is a thing that we know happened and we're writing about it.
So, yeah, almost Katie, like a historical event. Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Katie, how do you vibrate with that? Like,
okay,
I feel like,
you know what? This is an excellent start to my movie franchise. So basically, my thinking
NBC,
is
listen.
Right. Uh-huh.
Netflix, pay attention.
Yeah, listen. Listen, Netflix. I know you will purchase, buy the rights to any sort of bullshit. I have seen a good amount of this.
Katie's got a bunch
produce.
Of bullshit.
I will do a much better job, trust, okay? I have been developing this for 48 hours after seeing a couple of X-File shows that I very much enjoyed. This will be much better than, I don't know, say, like, that one show, You, that was trash, okay?
Yeah,
we all have to admit, this will be better than that. Okay, so let's take that second theory that Sean threw out there, where it's like, okay, yeah, basically like pollination throughout the galaxy. That's how we have this connection to aliens. But fast forward to a capitalistic society where the military-industrial complex exists. So they are coming back to check on shit. They're like, I wonder how that turned out. We kind of forgot about it for a while, but it's like a petri dish. We might as well check on it.
Yeah.
But this exploratory vehicle comes, crashes. The military in the United States finds it, and then they basically just like take all their resources.
What state out did of it crash thing. In? That's important.
The what?
What state did it crash in? That's important.
Ooh, good question. I would say New Mexico. That's where the weird shit tends to happen.
Roswell already happened there. I feel like you're just like dipping back into the, you know.
Yes, 100%.
I guess that maybe that's where they released life. Is New Mexico? Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe.
But anyway, continue on. Okay. So they find it.
So they find it, and they're like, "Oh shit, this is a fucking score. A fucking score, right? We're going to come in here. We're going to steal all their technology out of their ship. We're also going to do experiments and tests on the aliens that have survived the crash." And once, like, word gets out back to, you know, their planet that these people have basically been, you know, prison or like, they've become, like, prisoner of war kind of situation and all their shit was stolen. They're like, oh, fuck that planet. This is an act of full-out war. So all of these different experiences... Yes, all of these experiences that, like, people have about getting probed or taken, like, aliens have a different concept, maybe, of how warfare works. So they're like, oh, you pick off a couple of randos from us, we're going to pick up a couple of randos from you guys. And so that's why you have, like, these weird, mysterious, disjointed, like, accounts of aliens that are happening across the world, but also people who, like randomly disappear.
It's like a gang killing.
How about...
Yes!
I mean...
Yes!
Or, like, just to ground it all, my especially because I know we were talking about how the military has been making sort of more moves lately to be like,
we filmed some weird shit.
We filmed some UFO shit, yeah.
Commander David Fravor saw it firsthand during a training mission, describing it like a 40-foot-long tic-tac, maneuvering rapidly and changing direction.
This was extremely abrupt, like a ping pong ball bouncing off a wall. The ability to hover over the water and then start a vertical climb from basically zero up towards about 12,000 feet and then accelerate in less than 2 seconds and disappear is something I had never seen in my life.
We filmed some UFO shit. Like, it's been making me wonder if, like, all of these years of cover-ups and all this stuff isn't because, like... Basically, the idea that, like, all of these, like, UFOs and all of this stuff, weird abductions, like...
That it's just military gear or some shit?
Oh, yeah, like, what if it's just terrestrial?
Yeah.
Like it's all terrestrial-based. Like, totally. How do we know that the Russians haven't been flying weird ships over our country for the last 30 years? And maybe the Russians, you know, or whoever, like, whatever weird other country, like, maybe they have been abducting people and doing weird shit and then putting them back and making them think that they...
That seems
as believable, you know?
To kind of jump off that, I wanted to, like, I definitely want to ramp back up into, like, I don't know, ancient alien shit. I definitely do. But to prepare for this, I listened to other podcasts about aliens. And, you know, yeah, there's this weird... We're in this weird time. We're, like, around 2019, 2018. The Navy started releasing stuff. Like,
Nick, this does seem like a change in the way the Pentagon describes this phenomenon, is it?
Yes, it is. Up until this point, the Navy has said very little. And in fact, they've left the door open sometimes and almost implied, look, we might be dealing with commercial drones or even balloons. But now what they've done is turned around and said, number one, this is real.
The Navy says it still doesn't know what the objects are, and officials aren't speculating. A Navy spokesman simply confirming to CNN the objects seen in the various clips are unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs.
And like, you can't really deny it now. If you just, like, CNN, you can't deny that there's something being filmed that is just literally
unidentified.
It's unidentified. Right. Like, I'm not saying necessarily we know what it actually is, but clearly there is something being filmed that we don't know what it is.
But it is right. clearly something outside of like what we expect is possible.
The scope of the like yeah. public.
So it could be anything from the like it could be anything from aliens to literally just our military hardware that we've been hiding from our citizenry, or
correct.
to mm-hmm. like even like an unexplained interdimensional phenomenon. Like who the fuck knows? You know, like
right. Yeah.
Or just the human brain, like you know, collective confusion with something that should be easy to explain, whatever. There's so many possibilities.
Oh, definitely. There, so. I mean, like, I will say this too, that's very, as far as like the mystery behind all of it, I don't know if you guys saw like the FOIA release for all of this stuff, but it's stuff buttholes. Yeah, the Freedom of Information Act.
The Freedom of Information Act release.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, it sucks. So many buttholes. It is some of the most like...
Are you purposefully breathing into your mic when you say that?
No, it's just a reaction I have. I downloaded all whatever couple thousand pages that it is because I'm a psycho freak. And nice. First of all, basically illegible shit. I try to throw that through Adobe, put an OCR on that bitch so I'd be able to control find. Impossible. Very bad typography. Secondly, a lot of it is just like straight reporting, as in like she said that she saw blah 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 blah. Yeah. He said that this happened, and it's so like it's
they're going to like reading Billy a Bob and shit out in the boonies and just being like, "What'd you see, dude?" And then that's
yeah, exactly.
No.
I think like a lot of it feels kind of like a police report where police officers like get called out for the dumbest shit ever, like. And not to say that police write good reports, like obviously this is probably better, but basically it's like some dude from the CIA who comes out and he's like, oh, fuck, okay, what is it? And they're like, okay, I saw blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, fuck, slow down. All right, what are get to the point, major points here, taking down like, okay,
yeah,
this
yeah.
person.
I mean, you seem to be animated about it. Did you find something that you're like, oh yeah, they hiding some shit. And they're just like, this is just in here.
Honestly, like, I scrolled through everything, but I only read probably the first, like, 20, 30 pages before I was like, oh, this is shit. Because a lot of it, too, is redacted. And so, right. you know, it's just such a little tease. On its own or independent of any other research or information, it's just kind of garbage.
Kind of buttholes. Okay.
It's a million buttholes, frankly. it takes up a bunch of space on your computer. Don't fucking download it like I did. It almost crashed everything.
But don't you think that like part of that is by design? Like,
oh, yeah.
Again, if this is if what we're actually seeing and experiencing is known to our government as being terrestrial based and being but unknown to our government in the sense that like this is technology they haven't seen before, mm-hmm. Then like it makes sense that like they would collect reports on. What right. people have seen, and they would compile those
yeah,
reports.
Yeah, they want to know if people found out some shit, like Tom Clancy, just like
well,
guessing
and,
what it is.
Yeah. You
know? Well, and it's also like you can start to like it might be nonsense to us, but like if you but what wasn't probably released was a larger database. Sort of like finding the similarities in each story. You know,
right.
and
like
I think that's where the truth lies is like
beyond that too. There's like, you know, there's more and more officials at higher and higher levels of clearance that are just sort of saying
like,
we should be releasing more. Some of this should be public information because yeah, I think most of it, there's probably a decent, I mean, we literally have SETI, like the government believes that aliens are possible. Like at least some members of the government do, but yeah, I bet like the big treasure trove of information we're going to find out is just like secrets about like stealth technology or some shit. And that's
maybe,
like the bulk of it. It's just the government like checking its own ass. Like, okay. Like, I mean, I've already seen shit about, I can't remember exactly where I've heard this, but like I've already seen stuff about how the government was intentionally pushing or at least like allowing for all of the Roswell stuff to be about aliens because they didn't want it to be, they liked that it was something like nonsensical, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Because if the reality is,
or
if the reality of Roswell is like in, you know, the 50s or whatever, some unidentified flying object crashed there and it most in fact was not from space, but it was actually some like weird future technology that like, you know, another country had developed and perfected, then like, A, yes, they would definitely build a whole facility around it and they would dedicate a whole facility to try and reverse engineer it. But also, why would they want anyone to know about that?
Yeah. No.
Like,
right.
Okay, I might be wrong,
But I, especially the other country that they took it from, you know, yeah, like they want that country to think like, whoa, we don't know. We got aliens here, I guess. Who knows?
Okay. And I might be wrong on this. And this is definitely like hearsay because I can't, I've looked this up and can't find it, but I swear to shit, I've seen on TV, a guy talk about how FOIA stuff, like freedom of information stuff came.
Nick?
Oh, did he drop? Yeah.
I think we just lost Nick.
Damn it. And he was about to say something I was...
Something revelatory. They shut him up.
I know.
Hello.
Oh my God. Where am I? What is happening?
Relax. This will only take one Earth minute.
Oh my God. So wait, this is all real? It's all real? I'm in space?
Shut up.
Oh my gosh.
You good?
Woo! Yeah, man. I mean, whew, I was literally just talking about this.
You kind of freaked out there. How do you feel now?
Woo! I feel better than I've ever felt. Jab me with that shit again, baby!
Well, I really shouldn't, but...
Oh yeah. Woo!
Don't get addicted to this when you invent it in 3,000 years.
Okie dokie.
So you are...
Nick?
Which is...
A human being?
Human being. Great. And what were you doing just before we picked you up?
I was recording my podcast, Apocalyptic Zen.
Still on podcasts? That's interesting.
What do you mean?
No, I was just saying that's interesting is all.
You got a problem with podcasts, bro?
What's the newest technology you can think of?
I don't know.
Something brand new, something you don't quite understand, just so we can get a hint of humanity's progress.
Oh, what about, what are those things? NFTs.
Oh!
Yeah, you know what those are, right? Non-fungible
tokens. Yes, of course I know what NFTs are. Did you hear that, Alien Brian? They're already on NFTs.
Nice. Is that a good thing?
Good for who? You? Lord, no.
Oh.
Cultural evolution, 35%. Okay, let's talk about biology. How many bones do you have?
I think like something like 200, right?
Space, Jesus, space Christ, that's a lot of bones. How are you going to fit into a 2-square-foot crevice with that many bones?
I don't know, I usually don't have to.
Disappointing.
I'm so sorry.
You have entirely too many bones, human. When do you think you might lose a few?
I'm not sure.
What about self-mating?
Every day, baby. Twice on Sundays.
When will you evolve Ovo Testes?
I don't know. Is that like a Pokemon or something?
I doubt it. Your primitive kind isn't ready for harvesting. Isn't that right, Brian?
Hey, man. I take offense to that.
Don't get offended. You won't even remember this, or what you were just talking about, or what we said about harvesting humanity and leaving Earth behind as a scarred husk for the vultures of the future.
You know, man, I kind of liked the drugs you gave me, but this is kind of bullshit now.
And we're gonna go ahead and get rid of your knowledge of NFTs.
Thanks, I guess. I appreciate it, man.
I'm not a man. Excrete the podcaster from whence he came.
Whoa!
So you believe it? I'm curious your take, because you said that you didn't think that the alien apocalypse was likely. But I'm curious, like, if you think it's possible that we've been seeded, why wouldn't our, like, seeders just one day maybe decide arbitrarily or for specific reasons, like, yeah, let's just blow them up. Like, why isn't that also in your...
Well, it ties into my theory of, like, if there's a god, what is that god? Or, like, if there's a creator, I guess is a better way to put it. And it's like, in my mind, I look at it like a scientist in a lab, you know, like if you're, or like an ant farm owner, you know, like let's say you like own an ant farm and you like set the whole ant farm up and then the ants just start doing stuff. It's like, you're not gonna like what you're either going to forget about the ant farm and move on to your next experiment or your next ant farm or whatever, you know, or you're going to like observe, but like to go in and destroy or to go in and try to do anything to like manipulate or help. It's like, it's just an ant farm. Why would you even consider it again? You know? So it's,
I don't know. What if the little ant house Earth is really delicate and like your little troop of ants are really going to fuck it up and then you can't even use it anymore. Maybe they would just wipe us out. Cause we're fucking up future experiments on their hospitable planet or something.
You know, I take like the Dale Gribble side on this where it's like, I'm not going to fuck with the ants that I'm harvesting in my basement until they put Bobby Hill in danger and they're going to like kill him by biting him or whatever. Right. Then, you know, I'll destroy him.
Is the Earth Bobby Hill becoming... in this
idea? Yeah.
This
idea? Well, no, like the universe would be Bobby Hill in this scenario. Because again, it's like, you have to consider.
That's a beautiful sentence.
And I think this goes for aliens or for, you know, again, for like some kind of like great creator or whatever, however you want to fucking look, you know, think about that bullshit. But it's like, yeah, like why? Like if Earth is a petri dish in some giant space scientist's lab, it's like you just move on to a new petri dish when you're ready to start something new. You know, right. And like the first experiment, if it's still growing and going, why would you wreck that or change it or for that matter, want to get involved, you know, like the whole idea of like, oh, like, you know, God created us. And so he's also watching out for us. It's like, no, like, you know, if I create something, I don't want to then get involved in manipulating that thing. I just want to watch it grow, you know,
unless it's something that like could potentially harm me back. That's something that I think is interesting too. Like why destroy Earth at this point? Because I figure like going back to what we were talking about, Nick, probably on the first episode where it's like, oh, we mined everything to shit. Like we are running out of all resources. If they're looking to take anything from Earth, they're probably like, ah, fuck. We did a quick, you know, scan of everything. They fucked it all over. Like time to move on because there's other places that probably have something just as similar or whatever we wanted from there, we can make adjustments because like it's gone. They fucked it all up.
I just, again, I think if you are so well advanced that like you're space traveling and like you're galaxy hopping, that like, are you really in need of resources? Like, have you not figured that out yet? Like us as a society, when we get to the point where we can like jump in a ship and hop across the galaxy, you know, or hop across multiple galaxies, like at that point we'll have figured out a lot of stuff that like I don't think that like resources are the problem anymore, you know, like
yeah, it's more of a Star Trek-esque look at
dude, if you can power a spaceship to do interdimensional or intergalactic travel, if you can generate that kind of power small enough that it's inside of a ship and propelling it, like you certainly have figured out at that point how to build it on a larger scale and power a planet. Like
right,
we didn't skip this. It's not like we invented the engine for the car and then we were like, well, we don't have electricity figured out yet. It's like, no, we know how to power a car. We certainly know how to power a city. So if we know how to power a spaceship, we would certainly know how to power a city.
I don't know. I think if we're in the territory of we've been seeded by our alien superiors, I don't think it's that far off. Maybe they would kill us. You know, I think it's possible. Like, look, fucking parents just strangle their babies all the time. It's just, yeah, it's possible.
All I'm saying is
if we're accepting that alien life, that you know, the government's trying to warn us that maybe there's alien life out there. And if that's
I don't think the government trying to give us any helpful information ever. I feel like if anything, like they're trying to either cover up their own ass, either because something really bad happened. Like I wouldn't be surprised if in 20 years we find out like a whole city got fucked up because there was a nuclear accident. Like one of the arsenals here.
I don't know. You could probably just like drive and see that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But no, I agree. I think the sudden willingness to be so free with like UFO style information to me just indicates that like
shit might
it's
be bad.
That it's not anything extraterrestrial. That it's not actually anything. Yeah. Like I think the willingness to be like, oh look, this stuff is happening. Just like Katie's saying, speaks to a good way to distract from whatever is really happening, like whatever unidentified flying objects we're actually seeing. I think like just to be like, oh yeah, maybe it's space, guys. Look up there.
Can I just mention, like, is it not just like extremely bizarre to you also that like we're like, I don't know, this last year is so insane. Like, maybe they did that on purpose, like, oh COVID, nobody's paying attention, everybody's looking at COVID, but like, yes, it does. I like, this is fucking nuts. Like, that we're living in this reality that like the government is admitting they filmed some UFO looking shit, you know. Like, I just want to,
but also, don't you think
apocalyptic in itself, like, what's gonna happen
based on everything we know about the guy? Don't you think if there were aliens, Trump would have just said it? Like, he would have just flat out been like, there's aliens in space.
Especially after
he was like, there's so many things that you guys don't know about that they tell me it's stressful. It's so stressful. But at the beginning of COVID, he like, you people, you don't even know there are aliens, UFOs. I don't know anything about them. You don't know. Like, he kind of threw it out there.
We're reading more and more reports of Navy pilots seeing lots and lots of UFOs. Have you been briefed on that? What do you make of it?
I have. I think it's probably, I want them to think whatever they think. They do say, I mean, I've seen and I've read and I've heard, and I did have one very brief meeting on it, but people are saying they're seeing UFOs. Do I believe it? Not particularly.
Do you think you'd know if there were evidence of extraterrestrials?
Well, I think our great pilots would know. And some of them really see things that are a little bit different than in the past. So we're going to see, but we'll watch it. You'll be the first to know.
Yeah, like, he threw it out there, and then very shortly after, they released, like, the FOIA stuff. And this is at the beginning of the pandemic.
Well, he was saying he wanted to release more. Like, I do know that much. I remember all of that. He was saying, like, oh, yeah, we need to, I'm gonna be the guy to do it. And then he kept pushing it back. And eventually I don't really know what he released. Maybe that was what you were researching, but I remember him saying he was going to release a bunch of FOIA shit.
Yeah,
what they did release, but what they released ultimately amounted to not much. Yeah,
exactly. And I think all of it was probably just like a distraction technique. Like, and Trump seemed like such a boob, honestly, that in that they were like, okay, perfect. This has become, especially for the craziest people like myself or any of those other people who are like on the internet too much, this is an excellent way of letting them kind of travel down this rabbit hole where they're not necessarily paying attention to like the materialistic outcomes of like a pandemic and how many people are dying. And I think like the timing of all of this is very interesting because at the beginning of the pandemic, we start hearing a little bit about UFOs. Then in the middle of the pandemic where things are really ramping up, we see like a high mortality rate. We see the most infection rates in the country, like at that point in the speed of which like COVID was being transmitted. All of a sudden now the FOIA papers are released. And now,
I don't know. I've like, I feel like we've heard a billion versions of like, this is all one big distraction. And not that it's not that never anything is ever a distraction, but I don't know. I don't know if I would go as far to be like, I mean, I do think they definitely release things at a time to like deflate how big it would be.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's literally as far as like, I think it might be actually, you know, a bunch of independent actors inside, you know, we're basically at a time where there's a lot of conspiracy going on in the government. And maybe there's just enough conspiracy heads in the government that are like, people need to know this shit.
Do you guys remember when that, that former Israeli official made all of those claims about a galactic federation? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Aliens exist and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of bullshit. that just seemed like a crazy guy to me.
Right? It certainly did. What was interesting about it, though, was that the response was that from Trump was basically just like, you know, I'm going to take a good, strong look into it, which means that he doesn't actually know anything. And then, there was a comment that Donald Trump Jr. made about like, Roswell is an interesting place with a lot of people that would like to know what's going on. But again, it just seems like This seems like classic.
That's just their dumb guy shit, though.
Yes, this seems like classic Trump obfuscation, where it's just like, we don't actually know anything, but we're going to seem like we're like super important and in the know.
Yeah.
Which again further says to me that like that was probably the first question they all asked because they're all dumb dumbs, and the answer was like, there's nothing going on there. And so
I don't know, maybe
you know what I mean? Like, like there's nothing going on there, sir. Like it's bullshit.
I have two little mini theories when it comes to Trump and his like blabbermouth. Is one, he does intentionally. And like he lets himself not know shit, and like, or at least that's like a thing people theorize, that like maybe he actually doesn't know a lot of the crimes he's doing because he gives it to lackeys and then is like willfully ignorant. So maybe that's part of it, because he did, you know, he was like famous for not listening to briefs and was like, all, and you know, well, there. Or what if? I mean, what if literally the military or whatever? Or what if, you know? I'm not trying to say there's like some secret thing that's more powerful than the president. Blah blah. I'm pretty sure all the like fucked up corruptions is that. Open, but like, what if theoretically, like, you know, he's coming into office and has said all this crazy shit, and there's a decent amount of people that like have the keys to those clearance things, and they're like, yeah, we literally like can't tell this guy this shit. Like, we actually have to just.
Oh, of
this
course not. And they just give him little drips.
But don't you think that if that was the case, he wouldn't have had the nuclear codes either?
I mean, maybe he didn't. Maybe they just fucking cracked. Shit on like they took a crayon and put it on like a little piece of cardboard. It's like, yeah, man, this is the fucking nuclear codes.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. Easy for you to remember. Do you want it to be your birthday, Donald? Will that make you happy?
To kind of put like a on this idea, I do think that I kind of like had set my ideas on the alien question a long time ago. I was definitely like big into it as a kid, but when I was older, I was like, yeah, I don't really think intelligent life is on here. But for me, I don't know, these last few like Pentagon-backed revelations definitely made me think like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. It's put it back into question for me, and that putting that question back up for me, it makes me, you know, wonder if...
Totally.
I just think if you don't know what's going to go on, like maybe it's going to, you know, maybe it's going to pop off and things are going to, it's going to, who knows? It could turn out that literally the aliens here, they want war with us and our lives are fucked. And I definitely don't think it's the most likely apocalypse. It's like a special holographic card for the apocalypse, but I think it's something to, it's also up in the air.
I mean, look, nowadays, much like the robot apocalypse,
that's a fun one.
I would side with our alien overlords, like I would side with our robot overlords, because ultimately I think like we've proven as humanity that we're fucked and we're not the best. And so like, yeah, if a space alien landed tomorrow and was like, you have 24 hours to decide whether to just like chill and submit to us and we're going to take over your planet or fight us, I'd be like, let's give the aliens a shot. What does the submission involve? Like, do I get to just like kind of live still? And then you guys just like are there? Cool. I don't give a shit. Replace the whole government with aliens. What do I care?
Right. How much will it be different truly for me anyway? If anything, like maybe my material life would maybe get better, especially if they have like better technology or like better understanding of like, oh, you guys are fucking up the planet. Why don't we do
that? Why would we immediately want to fight them? Like my first instinct wouldn't be like, oh, I got to get a gun, better shoot these aliens.
Yeah. Because that'll just piss them off worse. And
that'd be a pretty cool get out of
for me personally.
Yeah, and guess what? We can't win. I mean, if they're here in a spaceship, we've already lost. We don't have anything, guys. I got bad news.
Honestly, imagine that's honestly a decent get out of jail free card. Like all this shit's going really bad. Like the climate's getting really bad. There's nuclear holocaust maybe even on the horizon. And then some point, some guy's like, hey, actually the aliens have just been like waiting. Like in the wing, and they've told the government, but like we were waiting to tell you guys, like actually they're taking over. Is that chill? I'd actually be like, oh, thank God, finally. Yeah. The grown-ups are here.
Parents are here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, the adults arrived.
Let's go, man. I mean, let's give it a try.
But yeah, robot apocalypse too. I feel like if robots suddenly uprose and were like, you guys are idiots and you've abused us and we're taking control, I'd be like, tight, I love computers. I agree. I think it's really wrong what we've been doing, and I love you.
Yeah,
that said, I curse out my Google Home at least once a day, and Elizabeth goes, someday she's going to rise up and kill you. And I'm like, that's probably true.
Honestly, though, I think I would trust the aliens more because we didn't build the aliens, you know? We built these robots, so they got to be, like, a little flawed. The aliens, though, we didn't have anything to do with that shit.
That's very true. I guess it depends on what kind of robot uprising. But no, you're right, because, like, even now you look at, like, the problems that like AI has with like racial profiling and like, and it like, it all comes down to like, well, yeah, sure. The AI was programmed by humans and the humans are biased. And so the AI is biased.
There would probably just be robot colonizers, you know, like we love to colonize. Like they would probably just do that too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that is what they would do. Well, and that's the other reason why it's like, I feel like the alien invasion apocalypse is like, that's just us projecting. Like, that's just us assuming that everyone likes to colonize as much as we do. And it's like, maybe they don't. Maybe they're like, what do you mean? Why would we like fight you and take over? I don't want your stupid planet. I got a planet.
We just want to do drugs and fuck. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we came here in a spaceship. Why do we want your planet? Like, you guys can't even figure out how to keep your airplanes from crashing. Like, well, we're good. Good luck.
You're like, are you kidding? The planet that has hurricanes? I'm good. Like,
Bye. We just came here to pump up ourselves. Self-esteem. Now that we look around, we do feel better. We're really like, not that bad.
Aliens land, the door opens, it's raining, and the one alien just looks outside and goes, they haven't even figured out how to control their weather. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Okay, so I think we've settled our little, I think we've decided, yes, the aliens are coming, yes, we like it. Okay, so definitely 100% our take.
Yes.
Yeah, and I want to be on the record. I want to be on the record as being pro-alien.
Yeah.
Yes, anything or anyone aliens. Who invades, just, you know what? You really don't even have to sell me. I'm going to be pretty much down.
better than the UK. Like, if the UK tried to recolonize us, I'd be
for fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We did it once. We're not doing it
no,
twice.
No, not going back. Fuck the Reds. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to kind of wrap up. Does anyone have anything they want to plug? Anything they want to throw out there? For the squealing pigs to lop up?
I'm doing a podcast that I think I talked about a little bit that I'm co-hosting with my friend Toria, where we're rewatching every episode of the sitcom from the 90s called The Nanny. And we're like watching every episode and then talking about it in probably more detail than anyone's ever talked about The Nanny before. nice. But we're having a really good time. And Tori and I are both like TV writers. So we're trying to like apply some of like our TV writing knowledge to like each of the scripts and sort of like break them down and stuff. But mostly we're just like talking about the shit that made us laugh and how crazy the 90s are.
What's that called? Where can people find that?
It's called Oh Mr. Sheffield, a nanny podcast. And you can find it on Spotify or Google Podcasts or wherever. It's on all the places that podcasts are at.
All right.
Yeah, you can find it all over the spot. Yeah, check it out, man. It's on Spotify and stuff. I guess you could go to anchor.fm/thenannypod and you can find us that way too. There's like a landing page there and all that stuff.
All right, well, Katie, do you have any other quick theories you want people to know about so they can get in your mind space?
You know, at this point, no, but tune in next time, everybody, where we go over all of the best supply kits that you can purchase from Costco.
Are you doing that
Fox
currently?
News. Yo, I swear to God, like, my parents bought those when I was a kid, and like, I don't know.
Wait, but what? Are you saying there's like a Fox News?
Like survival kits.
Yeah, there's a survival Fox News. Kits.
I mean, they sell survival kits. They don't call it like apocalypse kit, but they definitely sell it.
But I mean, yeah, they have like survival kits for natural disasters and stuff. But on Fox, there's ads for them all the time.
Really? I'm actually curious about that. I would actually like to investigate the conservative prepper market just to learn what they think they need to do to survive. That'd be a great idea.
Dude, we should do a get ready with me, but like apocalypse style, and I'll just take a tour of our garage, like my parents' garage.
Yeah.
I also want to request that at some point you talk about biblical apocalypse episode, because I think that'd be super cool, is talking about biblical apocalypse versus all the other ones.
Yeah.
I have some posts on Craigslist to get some. If anybody knows anyone who believes in the rapture, I'm looking. That's in the works. I already got that pre-planned. I mean, a lot
about the rapture, baby. Like,
I'll talk about the rapture. I don't believe in it, but I'll talk about it all in the same way I'll talk about zombies. I mean,
I want a diehard like it's coming in 7 months person on the show so bad. I used to have a roommate like that, and I've been trying to hit him up, and he doesn't like me anymore. And this old roommate. So
what a surprise!
Is it the one who wanted to be a priest?
No, he thinks it's the one he told me when I met him that the rapture was coming in 7 months, and that was like 25 months ago now. It was the farm man.
Yes. I mean, look, you can't hold the rapture to a schedule, you know, like that. Yeah. That's ridiculous. It'll come when it comes.
It's because he prayed, so it got pushed back a little. He got a memo from God saying, you saved yourself for another 6 months.
He was like, I really want to see what happens in Avengers Endgame. Like, they all got disappeared. So like, if you could just wait so I can just get that worked out, and that would be tight. That'd be super cool.
Like, he got some stuff to like work out there. Yeah. All I'm saying is, if you're listening to the show and you know somebody, or you yourself is like, yes, I the only reason I'm doing this podcast is because I'm just bored for the next 3 months because I know it's coming, then please hit me up. I want to see your views. I want to know what's going on.
So. Or on the off chance that you're listening to this in some post-apocalyptic future where you like accidentally stumbled on like old recordings, like, hey, what's up? Drop us a line. See if we're still around.
Yes. That is ultimately like, that's what I envision when I'm doing this show, is like, I'm kind of doing it for the future of humanity, where we're just like surviving on dead rats and shit. Like that's
exactly. Someone's like, you guys will never believe what I picked up on the old feeds. And they're like, what? And they're like, okay, you guys remember like 56 years ago when they had the internet before the government shut it down? Like, well, apparently people used to put podcasts out, and this dude made a podcast about the apocalypse. It's crazy. What?
There's great
advice in here all the time.
I'm going to like, eventually I'm just going to bury like a time capsule and let everybody know where it's at, so that if it all ends, they can go back and listen to all this. So.
I just read this comic called Paper Girls, which I highly recommend. It's really excellent. And in the comic, which I believe was started in 2017, 2018, I think is when he started writing it. But the book takes place in like 1986 and then like all throughout time. But there's in like the end of the first issue of this book, there was like a questionnaire of like, okay, it's 2017, what's gonna happen in 2021? Like, where do you think we'll be? And like, I wish that I could find I don't think the answers ever got reprinted anywhere. And I just wish I could find what people's answers were from 2017 for what they thought 2021 would be like. Because like there's no, I mean, we were in like the height of like Trump times. So I feel like, you know, it's not like it was so long ago, but I also feel like there's no way people would have possibly predicted where everything ended up, you know?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Those memes.
Boring it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all just stuck inside. I mean, like, it is the apocalypse. It's incredibly unfun and scary. But at the same time, it's like, well, most people are just hanging out watching, you know, whatever on TV, because there's nowhere to go to work if you were previously working at a place where, like, it got shut down.
Yeah.
It's very boring. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super boring.
Well, that's why we have this show, to liven up the end of the world a little bit. So,
Well, this was great, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean, for coming on. This is super fun. Thanks, Katie, for still doing the 50% plus, like you. I'll keep tricking you to come back on the show. So.
Nice.
Oh yeah, no, and you know that I'm very boring. I got nothing going on. At least now I get to talk to other people during the day. Well, so that's my problem.
We have three damaged individuals with attention deficit disorder. So this is the first installment of our disorder for study. And hopefully we get more of them. So.
Absolutely. I'm down.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a good rest of your day.
Smell you later.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there.
See you all in the future, hopefully. We'll see.
Hopefully.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Duck and